Welcome to this edition of PowerPoint with Jack Graham.
We are given power over the works of the enemy because of the cross. When Jesus died on the cross, he cried out, "It is finished." The imps, the demons of hell were shrieking and screaming, "He is finished," but he was not finished. His mission was finished. He gave himself to die on the cross for our sins. This is our victory. The great I Am is our victor and our victory, and therefore we have authority.
On today's PowerPoint, Pastor Graham will bring a message about how you can live in victory over the evil one. Now let's join Pastor Graham for his message titled, Dark Angel.
Take your Bibles, open your Bibles with me to the book of Ephesians chapter 6. And we begin a new series today, Invisible. There's more to life than what you see. Now there was a time when the supernatural was really just assigned to the fanciful, the fantastic, even maybe to the medieval caricatures of the past and the talk of demons and spirits and the supernatural and miracles. Many people, the mindset was to write that off. But today there is a heightened interest in the supernatural. We read it in our books, we see it in our culture, our movies, our entertainment. More and more are buying into what the world is telling us about the supernatural. Do these things exist? If they do exist, what is behind all of these forces in the world? Most importantly, therefore, for followers of Christ, we must think biblically and not culturally. You must think to win. You must think biblically to win life's battles, to get our eyes open. And the Bible tells us that we are to test the spirits to see if they are of God. And so a part of my purpose in this invisible series is to expose the enemy, to test the spirits, and to teach God's people of the truth and the realities of an unseen spiritual reality that is all around us. And also to warn in this message to the world of the powers of the darkness and of the enemy, and how we can learn to live in the light and the glory of Jesus Christ. So no wonder in chapter 6 of Ephesians, Paul, who often spoke of spiritual warfare and our fight, the good fight of faith, the fact that we are soldiers of the cross and soldiers of the gospel, he writes in verse 10, "Finally be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places." We're then challenged three times to stand against the wiles, the wickedness of the devil and this world system, of these powerful, seductive forces, wicked forces that are all around us. Now, the most important thing we can do to begin winning life's battles, you are in a spiritual battle. If you are a believer, you understand the Christian life is, you know, not just putting a flower in your hair and speaking of peace and love. We are called to a battle. The Christian life is not a playground, it is a battleground. And we are in the battle. If you are a follower of Jesus, you wear a target and you are targeted by the enemy. Thank God in Christ we can defend ourselves, we can be protected, but we need to be warned, because to be forewarned is to be forearmed. This is why the first step we need to take in winning life's battles is to acknowledge our adversary. So I want to take some time this morning to expose the enemy of our souls, Satan, who is very, very real. Not a Saturday Night Live skit, not a caricature, you know, a devil in a pitchfork with longhorn's tail on the side of a can of potted ham, not a cartoon character, but a very sinister, seductive, and powerful created being who leads a revolt against Almighty God and whose desire is to cast your soul into hell. Jesus taught us to pray, deliver us from the evil one. Literally, deliver us from the evil one. Knowing your opponent in war or athletic contest is important. You scout your opponent, the tactics, the techniques, the tendencies, the weaknesses, and so on of your opponent. Generals do that. To know your enemy is essential, and therefore we must know our enemy. And know this about our enemy. We must never underestimate his power. He has great power. But by the same token, as we're going to see in this message, we must never overestimate his power, because to be sure, in Christ, we have victory. Thanks be unto God who has given us the victory in our Lord Jesus Christ. But there is a battle, and there is an enemy. He is called in the scripture Satan, which means the adversary, the opponent, the one who comes against us. He is called the devil, which means the accuser. He's described in the Revelation as the accuser of the brothers and sisters. Three times in the Bible, the devil speaks. I mean, literally speaks. His presence is seen. The shadow of the enemy is in the scriptures. But three times he verbally speaks, and his words are recorded. One in the Garden of Eden, when he slandered God to man. He slithered into the garden, the serpent, Satan himself. And he said, God is holding out on you, Eve. Has God said, God knows if you eat of this fruit that he has forbidden you, that you will become as he is, you will become as gods. He slandered the character and the nature of God to man. The second time that Satan speaks is in the book of Job. Remember this? When Job was living a righteous life for the Lord, and Satan was given permission to appear before the throne of God, and at that point, he slandered man to God. He said, Job serves you for nothing. If you take away everything that he has, sure he lives for you. He's got a great family. He's got a great life. He's making lots of money. He's living for you, and he's living for you only because you give him all these things. Take away all this, and he'll be gone. And God gave Satan permission to try Job, buffet him, and he did indeed. But when he spoke, he was lying and accusing and slandering the man to God. First God to man, and then man to God. The third time the devil speaks, the accuser of the brethren, is when Jesus is tempted in the wilderness. And Satan spoke to Jesus himself and said, if you worship me and bow down before me, I'll give you the kingdoms of this earth. This time, Satan is slandering the God-man, the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the accuser of the brethren. He is on the attack. He is Lucifer, as we'll see in a passage in just a moment, which means the son of the morning, the angelic being who became the angel of the night. He is called in 1 John 5:19, the evil one. 1 Thessalonians 3:5, the tempter. In John 12:31, the prince of this world. 2 Corinthians 4:4, the god of this world. 1 Peter 5:8, a roaring lion. He's known as the serpent. Jesus said in John 8, he was a liar, the father of lies, and a murderer from the beginning. Satan. His MO, his method of operation has not changed through the centuries. And that is why Paul says, I don't want you to be unaware. I don't want you to be ignorant. You can't be blindsided by the devil. You need to know his schemes, his tactics. So we're going to take some time to expose him. How did this all begin? Why is there such evil in the world? I take you back to eternity past in Isaiah 14, verses 12 to 14. How you are fallen from heaven, O day star, son of dawn, Lucifer, meaning day star, son of dawn. How you are cut down to the ground, you who laid the nations low. You said in your heart, I will ascend to heaven above the stars of God. I will set my throne on high. I will sit on the mount of the assembly in the far reaches of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High. Lucifer, the son of the morning, was a created being who was swollen with pride. He said, I will be like the Most High. Before there was ever rebellion on earth, there was revolt in heaven. Please remember this. Satan is not equal to God. He is a created being by God, an angelic being that was created by God, the son of the morning, the dawn star, the day star. But God gave angelic beings a choice. And Satan and his minions chose to rebel against God.
You're listening to PowerPoint with Jack Graham in his message, Dark Angel. Be sure to visit our website where you can find powerful resources to help you grow as a Christian. Just go to jackgraham.org. When you're online, be sure as well to sign up for Pastor Graham's free daily email devotional. Our website again, jackgraham.org.
A war rages all around you every day. The challenge is that it's an invisible war. Pastor Graham has a new series he wants to send you called Invisible. There's more to life than what you see. These 10 messages reveal the invisible war raging all around you and will give you what you need to fight and win the good fight of faith. Invisible is Pastor Graham's gift to thank you for your donation to PowerPoint today. So call now with your donation. 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131. Text PowerPoint to 313131. Now, back to Pastor Graham's message titled Dark Angel.
Notice the temptation in heaven was the temptation first on earth. I will be like the Most High. Satan ended up saying to Eve, if you eat of this fruit, you will be like God. His desire is to rule, always has been, always will be. This is why Jesus called him the God of this age, the ruler of this world. But there is a clearer picture, perhaps, in Ezekiel chapter 28. This is another passage in the Old Testament that takes us beyond time into the invisible, eternal world of the past. The first 10 verses of Ezekiel 28 have to do with an earthly king by the name of the king of Tyre or the prince of Tyre. He was a literal physical king that existed in the ancient world. But something turns in verse 11, and obviously the writer begins speaking of something beyond an earthly presence, an earthly king. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, and he speaks of this power beyond the throne of the prince of Tyre. He speaks in terms that could only describe an eternal, powerful being. Verse 12 of Ezekiel 28, son of man, raise a lamentation. That means cry out over the king of Tyre and say to him, thus says the Lord, you were the signet of perfection. This angelic being was a perfect being as created, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. You were in Eden. Now we're moving from eternity into Eden, in the garden of God, and every precious stone was your covering. He mentions sardius and topaz and diamond and beryl and onyx and jasper and sapphire and emerald and carbuncle, and created in gold were your settings and your engravings. On the day that you were, watch this, created as an angelic being, they were prepared. You were an anointed guardian cherub. I place you in the holy mountain of God. In the midst of the stones you walk. Ezekiel 28 describes the powerful timbrels, the voice of Satan. There is indication that Satan himself may have been the leader of the angelic host of praise. And this is why he is so allergic to praise and the worship of Jesus today. He runs when he hears the name of Jesus in worship. He was a powerful angelic being in force. But something happened. He chose rebellion against God, to be like the Most High, to ascend above the throne of God. And as a result of his rebellion, God cast him out, and all who followed him, apparently one-third of the heavenly host in this cosmic construction of history, left with Satan, were dismissed from the presence of God in heaven. Verse 15 says, "You were blameless in your ways from the day you were created till unrighteousness was found in you." Verse 17, "Your heart was proud because of your beauty. You corrupted your wisdom for the sake of your splendor. I cast you to the ground. I exposed you before kings to feast their eyes on you." Thus the title of this message, Dark Angel. He is a dark and devilish spiritual being. This means that not everything that is spiritual is good. Not everything that is supernatural is of God. We must know the enemy. We must prepare. Satan is called the ruler of this world, the prince of this world, the ruler of the world system. 2 Corinthians 4:4 says this, "In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of unbelievers." You wonder why your friends do not believe, do not receive the gospel. Their eyes are blinded by this enemy to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. He is personified and personal evil. His power is dark and deadly. He is filled with hate and rage and revenge and envy. He wants to capture souls. He presides over strongholds and structures, even of governments, of principalities. He looks for footholds to develop strongholds in our lives. Thus, we have addictions such as drugs and alcohol and pornography and fear and anger, behaviors that are controlled by the devil. Jesus went about doing good, according to the book of Acts, and healing those who were oppressed in bondage to the devil. He is a very real, decided foe and decided fact of an enemy. And your primary problem, therefore, is not with people, not with your circumstances. Your primary issue, if you're having a struggle in life, is not with your spouse, not with your kids, not with your addictions, not with pornography, not with abortion. The problem is this satanic, powerful force, these sinister beings behind this. This happened with Jesus and Simon Peter when Jesus spoke of going to the cross. On the heels of Simon's great confession, "You're the Christ, the Son of the living God," when Jesus spoke of the cross and dying on the cross, Simon began to say, "No, no, Lord, don't do that." And Jesus immediately said, "Get behind me, Satan." He wasn't talking to Peter. Peter was just a puppet. He was talking to Satan himself. And all the lies, the schemes, the sinful behaviors, everything that embattles us in life, this comes from the evil one. We live in a fallen, broken world where Satan provides. His province and his power is real. Therefore, what we need to do is to expose the enemy, understand who he is, what he's doing, and protect ourselves. But first, before we put on the armor of God, we need to acknowledge our God-given authority. Satan is not co-equal with God. God is almighty. Satan is not almighty. The devil cannot be everywhere as God is omnipresent and everywhere. Satan is not all-knowing as God is all-knowing. He is not God. He is created and even now controlled by God. And our focus should not be all primarily in life on the ploys of Satan, but on the power of God. Our authority in Jesus. While he is a roaring, roaming lion, he is a lion on a leash. And Satan, though he has not vanished, he has been vanquished. When Jesus died on the cross, Satan fell from heaven like lightning, the Lord says. He was defeated. We are given power over the works of the enemy because of the cross. When Jesus died on the cross, he cried out, "It is finished." The imps, the demons of hell were shrieking and screaming, "He is finished," but he was not finished. His mission was finished. He gave himself to die on the cross for our sins. This is our victory. When he was buried, all hell celebrated. That's the end of that. But on the third day, Jesus rolled away the stone and came out holding in his strong, mighty hand the keys to life and death and heaven and hell, because he is Lord. And this is our victory. A mighty fortress is our God. The great I Am is our victor and our victory. And therefore, we have authority. If you watch a football game, there are powerful athletes on the field, but there are some weaker men on the field who have a whistle and a yellow flag. Now, they don't have as much power as these mighty athletes, but all they need to do to stop the action, control the action, to make adjustments in the game is to throw a yellow flag. And those men, therefore, have authority over that game. That's the difference that we have in Christ, the difference that Jesus makes. We are not as strong as Satan, but we have authority, and that authority is in Jesus. This is why we say we don't fight for victory, we fight from victory, from our victory in Christ. Satan is a defeated foe, defeated in the power of Jesus. And we claim that authority when we claim the power of his name, his victory. Revelation 12, 11, they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony. They love not their lives unto death. How do we win life's battles? We claim our victory in Christ. He, Colossians 2, 15, disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them. Like a Roman general with a stripped down, defeated opponent chained to his chariot, the applause, the excitement of a great victory back in the Roman legions, coming back home, those enemies, those generals, those prisoners, chained to the chariot. Satan is stripped of his power and his authority over us because our King Jesus has won the victory. Accept, acknowledge, appropriate your victory in Jesus. Hebrews 10, 14. Since therefore the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same things, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is the devil. Therefore, stand in the face of the enemy, and in Jesus' name, claim your victory in him. You don't have to be the devil's plaything. You can be stronger than him. Now, you know, I don't believe in swagger here, but be strong and steady, dependent upon God, praying with all prayer as the scripture pray, putting on the whole armor of God. And as you prepare yourself and stand in Christ and his righteousness, your victory will be assured, and the enemy has no right or authority to claim you, to control you, to corrupt you, because you have victory in Jesus.
You've just heard PowerPoint with Jack Graham and his message about how you can live in victory over the evil one. All around you, there's an invisible realm that's just as real and active as the one you can see. It's called the spiritual battle. Pastor Jack Graham wants to help you be a victor and not a victim of this battle by sending you his 10-message CD series, Invisible. This powerful CD series gives you the spiritual ammo you need to fight and win the good fight of faith. Invisible is Pastor Graham's gift to thank you for your donation to PowerPoint, so call to request it today. 1-800-795-4627. 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131. Text PowerPoint to 313131.
And don't forget to visit jackgraham.org, where you can shop our e-store or sign up for Pastor Graham's free daily email devotional. Our website again is jackgraham.org. Pastor, how would you encourage those who feel oppressed by the evil one today?
The first thing I would say is be encouraged by the fact that you are facing the enemy, because that really identifies you as a believer and a follower of Christ. if you are a Christian, if you commit to follow Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will face conflict and opposition. And often that conflict comes from the devil himself. So be encouraged that you've gotten the devil's attention and that you find yourself, because you are in the will of God, not out of the will of God, but in the will of God, dealing with satanic oppression or temptation. Always remember that Satan is a defeated foe. The victory is already yours in Christ. It's a longtime axiom which says, we don't fight for victory, we fight from victory. Our victory is in Jesus and his finished work, his accomplishment on the cross for us, and therefore we have been given victory over all the works of the enemy. And we therefore have the authority and the name and the power of the Lord Jesus Christ to resist the works of the enemy and to overcome, to be overcomers, to be not victims but victors. As for me, I always stay prepared for spiritual attack, knowing that the devil is like a roaring lion, prowling and seeking whom he may devour. That's what the scripture says. So we must always be on guard because we are at risk. And the devil loves a shining mark, and he will attack you if he believes that you're going to make a difference in the kingdom of God for the glory of Christ. So be prepared for that. Be prayed up. Put on the whole armor of God. Often I put on the armor of God piece by piece and therefore protect myself against the onslaught of the enemy. But know this, that in Jesus you can experience victory over all the works of the enemy because you are more than a conqueror through him who loves you. I want to mention that you can contact us and get involved with an ongoing conversation with me here at PowerPoint through my Twitter feed and Facebook links. You can find these on jackgraham.org. Would love to get acquainted with you and get to know you better through this incredible opportunity we have through technology today. We do want to hear from you. Please contact us by phone or request prayer at our website. We want to pray for you, encourage you, bless you in any way that we can.
And that is today's PowerPoint. Remember, we want to send you Pastor Graham's 10-message CD series called Invisible. It's our gift to thank you for your donation to PowerPoint today. So call right now, 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131. Text PowerPoint to 313131. And remember, PowerPoint is a member of the Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability. And next time, Pastor Graham brings a message about how you can be sure you're equipped to win life's spiritual battles. That's next time, here on PowerPoint with Jack Graham.
PowerPoint with Jack Graham is sponsored by PowerPoint Ministries.